interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Oh, these knuckleheads in Everett. You got to see this video. Another vehicle plowed into a cannabis store trying to steal an ATM. Okay, this was yesterday morning in Everett. Two people drove into the cushery on Evergreen Way early in the morning.
The crashery.
They backed a red SUV into the front door. So this is around 6 a.m. when this happened. And they tried to put the ATM into their trunk. But they couldn't get their trunk open.
Their eyes were as red as their taillights.
It's possible that crashing into the building jammed the trunk, you know, yeah. And then they couldn't get the thing open. Or it's also possible that these knuckleheads had this problem and never even figured it out before they crashed into the pot store. So anyway, you see them back this thing into, and the video is great because you get to see video from the outside of the building and then you see the inside of the building video. Two cameras working for your amusement here. They back this thing in there right up to the ATM, and then they're trying, you know, they're in a panic. We got to get out of here, And they're trying to open up the back. It won't open. So one of them takes a crowbar out and tries opening the trunk of the thing, and then that doesn't work either. It looks like all of this went down in less than a minute. Eventually, they take off with absolutely nothing. They didn't even take anything off the shelves. Nothing. They got nothing from the shop.
We'll stay behind the wheel, and maybe this has happened to you. I'm sure it's had to have happened at some point. But we'll go across the country where a driver from New York was caught going nearly double the speed limit in Ontario, and he told police he didn't realize speed signs weren't posted in miles per hour in Canada. The Ontario Provincial Police constable said the driver was pulled over at Highway 420. I bet. About 3:15 in the afternoon. He's about 10 minutes into Canada since crossing the Rainbow Bridge at the border. He posted a speed limit. The posted speed limit there is 80 kilometers per hour, and the 52-year-old was going 142 kilometers per hour. They said he didn't realize it was in miles. If you convert 142 kilometers, that's still 90 miles an hour. He was still speeding.
Yeah.
So they said there was a child in the car at about 10 years old. So he had his car impounded for 14 days and his license suspended for 30. It's an unfortunate spot. I know a lot of Americans come up, especially over the falls from Buffalo. But with new vehicles these days, says the constable, they are more than capable of switching between miles and kilometers. There's really no excuse for that excessive speed.
I wonder if we got any police in Canada listening to us this morning who have heard that excuse.
Mm-hmm.
They probably.
Sure.
You know. Okay, and the last place we go, near the Tri-Cities. Felony arrests for three knuckleheads who planned to throw drugs over the prison fence at Coyote Ridge. Officers were waiting for them in camo. How'd they know this was going on? Because they were tipped off by these knuckleheads. The three drove from Spokane to the Coyote Ridge prison, and the goal was to toss the drugs over the wall. And the cops found out, the authorities found out, because the mastermind inmate, the guy on the other side who was going to get all this contraband, used a monitored phone line to call his accomplices on the outside. So this knucklehead is saying these things on the prison telephone.
The Coyote Ridge facility reserves the right to record all phone calls.
And he's saying, bring me meth, bring me heroin, bring me booze. I'd like a cell phone. Makes this long list of requests.
Hey, a couple girls,
requests.
Too.
Yeah.
Why not? Bring them in.
So the three of them are like, okay, you know, one of them, okay, all right, we're coming your way. So, and of course, in the phone conversation, yeah, you'll know us because we're driving the yellow car with the whatever, okay? So they identify the vehicle that they're driving because they're going to do a drive-by. Throw this thing over the fence. The guy's got to be on the other side when they throw the stuff. And they tell him the time and everything. Okay, so corrections employees, they're getting all this information. So they're waiting in camouflage on the road that runs alongside the prison at Coyote Ridge, north of the Tri-Cities, and they stop the vehicle driven by the suspects. They find a black nylon bag in the truck with all of the requested contraband. They checked off all the boxes, and they added a little meth, too. All three,
you might need this in there,
of these knuckleheads have criminal convictions in Spokane.